High School Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Welcome back to Napoleon High School, the Pirate Dome, and Jim Dutton's Court for our second game this evening, featuring the Grass Lake Lady Warriors and the Hanover Horton Lady Comets. Connor Dockery with you as we dive into another Kelly Express Smart pregame show. As we first chat the Grass Lake Warriors, having a phenomenal season, as has been pretty much the status quo for this program. 20-2 overall, undefeated in the Cascades, went 15-0. They ended up beating Columbia Central in the Cascades Conference Championship over at Spring Arbor University. They are the fourth-ranked team in Division III, according to Max Preps, and also the 34th-ranked team in the entire state of Michigan. Very, very good for this Grass Lake team, as really just the last 15 years or so, only one losing season for Grass Lake since 2011. And, of course, they were able to put it all together and win a state championship in 2021. And the main thing preventing this team from additional postseason success in that time is just, unfortunately, strong opponents early. For example, last year's 19-4 season, ending in the district championship to Lumen Christi. And the case is the same this year. You have a team, really a Final Four caliber matchup with last year's Grass Lake and Lumen Christi teams. And, you know, if that happens again this year, it'll be the case again. You have a Final Four caliber team that's going to be going home in the district tournament. And that's unfortunately been the case more times than not for this Grass Lake team. They just have phenomenal regular seasons, but unfortunately see district playoff exits because of just some tough early competition. So for this Grass Lake team, some of their best wins, they've beaten Father Gabriel Richard, a D2 team. They've beaten a D1 team, East Kentwood. Columbia Central, that's a really good D3 team. Also have some Division II wins against Michigan Center and Western, so they've beaten some of the best teams in Jackson County. Meanwhile, just two losses for Grass Lake, so who the heck beat them? Well, a couple of not only Division I schools, but very, very good Division I schools. Rockford, who also beat Lumen Christi. That is apparently the number one ranked team in the entire state of Michigan for all levels. And then Wayne Memorial, who on Max Preps is a top 10 ranked Division I team. So two phenomenal teams were what was needed to take down this Grass Lake team. This is also the second matchup of the season between these two. Grass Lake able to beat Hanover Horton 75-37 back on January 6th. Meanwhile, for Hanover Horton, we did just see them on Monday. They dispatched the East Jackson Trojans 62-16. And we mentioned this is a great season for Hanover Horton, currently 18-5. They finished second in the Cascades West with a 12-4 record. And this Grass Lake team representing one of those five losses. Their other four losses coming twice each to Michigan Center and Columbia Central. So Hanover Horton, I would consider them among the best teams in the Cascades, obviously, but just those top three teams, you would argue, those are the top three teams in the Cascades, Grass Lake, Michigan Center, and Columbia, representing Hanover Horton losses. But in that game on Monday against East Jackson, elite scoring performance from Molly Soper. 26 points, 24 of those coming from downtown. That's right, she made 8 3-pointers in that win, and they just played tremendous. Great ball movement and great smothering defense as well. Pretty much as close to a perfect game as you could get from Hanover Horton, especially in a district game, even though East Jackson has been had a pretty struggle-filled season. But regardless, good stuff there for Hanover Horton. So it should be a fun one. Two of the best in the Cascades squaring up in this one for our second of two district semifinals this evening. Again, Hanover Horton and Grass Lake. Tip-off is coming your way in 3 minutes. This is Girls Playoff Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh's AffordableDumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra, to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat for 12 ounces.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000.01. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We're back here for our second game this evening from Napoleon High School for the girls district semis. We've got the Grass Lake Warriors and the Hanover Horton Comets. Connor Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow. Starting lineups for you. First for Hanover Horton. Looks like no Lila Hamisfar this evening, who started Monday's game for Hanover Horton. But the starting five will be Allie Strayed, Maggie Soper, Molly Soper, Maisie Totef, and Haley Craig. Head coach is Joe Lusk. Meanwhile, for Grass Lake, starting five will be Reese Lape, Elise Bullock, Maya Vigalon, Leah Starkey, and Adeline Jarko. Head coaches April Saltz. Interesting note for this Grass Lake team, only one senior, and it's Maya Vigalon. Otherwise, the whole rest of the team is juniors or below. So, phenomenal Grass Lake team, and doesn't matter what happens this year, they're going to be... they're going to be another terrific team next year. So Grass Lake in their home white uniforms, navy blue numbers trimmed in gold. For Hanover Horton, their road navy uniforms, white numbers trimmed in red. Jump ball one out by Reese Lape against Maggie Soper. And Grass Lake has the first possession of the evening, going from right to left on your radio dial. Top of the key, now swing it to the near side for Bullock. Dribbles to the far side now. Give and go. Bullock has it on the low block. Dribbles beneath the defender, and she travels. She was trying to spin around, a little bit indecisive with what she wanted to do. Picked the ball up, tried to pivot, and ended up double pivoting and walking. So Hanover Horton going the other way against a full court press from Grass Lake. Able to pass it over for Strade and then Soper to beat the press. Molly Soper, the hot shooter from Monday, has it now top of the key. Three-pointer is off by Strade. Gets the long rebound. Now Molly Soper steps out for three. In and out on that one. Got another offensive rebound. Long two taken up and in for Haley Craigie. Now 2-0 lead for Hanover Horton. As Grass Lake the other way with Lape through the lane, back outside, three ball, Vigo on, that one's too short. Rebound fought for, Lape has it, but then stripped loose, and a jump ball forced by Hanover Horton. There by Craigie, and it's gonna be Hanover Horton ball. Good stuff on both sides so far in the first minute. Hanover Horton the other way. Allie Strade up ahead for Maisie Toteff. Dribbles to the right wing. Now lobs it down low for Molly Soper. Lobs it on the left wing back in the far side corner. Wide open three for Strade. That one's too strong. Offensive rebound for Craig. Great start for Hanover Horton on the glass as well. As we got a steal, Reese Lape has it. And now Grass Lake's going to slow things down here on the right wing with Vigalon. Dribbles to the far side corner. Pulls it back outside for Elise Bullock. And then for Reese Lape, who fires the three. That one rolls off to the left of the rim. And rebounded by Molly Soper. Hanover Horton leads 2-0 over Grass Lake. Just under 2 minutes into this first quarter. On the far side for Maggie Soper, picks up the dribble. Now looking for the pass out. Goes to Molly Soper in the near corner. Now a little bit of an elbow to try to get Vigalon off her. Heard a little bit of a groan from the crowd. Now a pass inside, intercepted. It's Leah Starkey. So Grass Lake the other way, forcing a couple turnovers, looking for their first blanket, which is going to potentially come at the free throw line as Reese Lape is fouled by Maggie Soper. So Reese Lape at the line for two. She was a member of the state championship softball team for Grass Lake this past June. Actually caught the final out that sealed that win for Grass Lake. The first softball state championship in school history. It looks like we might have some blood on the floor for one of these players. Looks like we're checking jerseys to see if there's any blood. And it looks like Elise Bullock has some blood on her jersey. Maybe a bloody nose from somebody. And we're going to get this cleaned up. Tonight's coverage is presented by East Jackson Community Schools, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, Josh's Dumpsters, Jackson Public Schools, Wilmar Machine and Tool, and Northwest Community Schools for bonus playoff coverage of the girls' district tournament right here on 95.9 The Power Cal. With you on this Wednesday evening as we're going to have a mini timeout here for Grass Lake as they go back to the floor. Still have somebody cleaning up that blood on the floor. It's at the free throw line, the right elbow on the left half of the court. Got a couple different spots. The officials pointing it out for the employee here at Napoleon High School who's cleaning this up. Didn't see who was bleeding, but regardless, we should be good to go now to continue. As we're going to get another makeshift timeout. Looks like the official's still finding more spots up the floor to wipe up with blood here. We're about 2 minutes into this one, just 2-0 for Hanover Horton. Hanover Horton has played great on both sides of the ball so far. As Grass Lake with Reese Lape at the line, looking for their first points of the game. Looks like Grass Lake will go to their sideline for another makeshift timeout with head coach April Saltz. Daughter was Bree Saltz, who was on this Grass Lake team last year and also was the catcher for that softball championship winning team for Grass Lake in the spring. Still a couple more spots to be cleaned up. Why don't we take a 30-second timeout? The teams are taking a timeout, so why don't we? Back in 30 seconds, this is Girls District Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
All right, well, we should hopefully be done cleaning up some of these blood spots on the floor. Again, one of these players looks like got a bloody nose. So now the employee who cleaned up all those spots getting a hand here from the supporters. Packed house here, by the way. A lot of Hanover Horton Comet supporters. A lot of Lumen Christi supporters staying behind to scout out their next appointment, including the entire Lumen Christi team sticking around to watch this one. And then, of course, a ton of Grass Lake fans here, including their full student section all clad in pink as Reese Lape misses the first but makes the second Aspen one-hour free throw as Grass Lake is now on the board. Trailing 2-1 to Hanover Horton as Molly Soper has it through the lane, poked away and stolen from behind by Leah Starkey. Grass Lake the other direction. Vigalon stopped at the free throw line, kicked to the near side corner. Jarko, three off the front iron. Rebound poked out of bounds, last touched by the Lady Warriors. And Hanover Horton going the other direction with Molly Soper. The inbounder for Hanover. Inbound to the front court to beat the half court press. Back to Maggie Soper. Into the double team. Back for Molly Soper. Step back. Doesn't fire the three. You know she wanted to. Eight made threes in the game on Monday. Meanwhile, she does get it again. Step back three. That one's left short. Rebound for Grass Lake going the other direction. It's by Hadley White getting her first action here. Now for the Lady Warriors. Vigalon has it near half court against a 2-3 zone from Hanover Horton. Up top for Maya Vigalon. Defenders coming in now on the far side. Swing pass for Jarko. Back to late, but the free throw line. Kicks on the left baseline. Jump shot. That's off the heel for Starkey. And an offensive rebound. Another three. That's off the heel for Jarko. And Hanover Horton can't secure the rebound. The putback, no. We're going to get a foul before the shot as Hadley White was going to the rim for a layup. And the foul's going to be committed on Haley Craigie. That's her first team second. So Grass Lake inbounding on the right side of the basket, trailing 2-1 about 3.5 minutes into this first quarter in our girls' district semifinal. Adeline Jarko has it at the top of the key. Kicks it to the right side for Vigalon. Drives in, then pulls it back out. Spin move through the lane. Lost it. Back outside for Jarko. Now at the free throw line, shuffles it back over. Passes intercepted by Molly Soper. 2-on-1 the other way for Hanover Horton. Soper layup draws the contact from Jarko. And Molly Soper will get two tries from the line. I mean, Hanover Horton on both sides of the ball. Don't think you could have asked for much more here, especially considering how badly Grass Lake was able to beat Hanover Horton in the regular season, 75-37. Back on January 6th, I mean, that's 2 months ago. So a lot of growth by both these teams since then. And Hanover Horton, I mean, we saw, especially the way they shot the ball on Monday, that they could get it hot in a hurry. And especially they're playing pretty good defense so far. Looks like the official found another blood spot on the floor next to the free throw line there. So we got some more blood to clean up. Man. So now we got another makeshift timeout on the floor for both of these teams. As this is cleaned up, we've had a little bit of a delay here through this first quarter with this blood stoppage. Looked like that spot is cleaned up now. So I'm sure the officials will be scanning the floor for any additional spots for any other potential hazards. As Molly Soper at the line for two. Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws, and she makes the first one with one more try on the way. She got both. And Hanover Horton leads 4-1 over Grass Lake halfway through this first quarter. Now pass down low. Punched out of bounds by Maggie Soper. And Grass Lake will inbound on the left side of the basket with Maya Vigo on. A couple substitutions coming in. Elise Bullock coming back in, as well as Kiara Cook getting her first playing time in this one. Elise Bullock will inbound on the left side of the basket. Ready to play. Grass Lake trying to get their first official field goal as Lape has it. Head fake through the lane. Nearly ripped away. Gets it to the near side wing. Three ball. That one's left short by Bullock. And then the rebound poked out of bounds. Last touch by... They overturned the call. They originally said last touch by Hanover. I think everybody in here knew that was the wrong call, and they did overturn it. So it is Hanover ball. Hanover Horton. Tough, tough defense. Only limiting Grass Lake to a single free throw in the first 4 minutes of play. They got to keep playing well, though, as they know Grass Lake can really put points on the board in a hurry. Bad pass. Can't be controlled by Craigie, and it's out of bounds. Grass Lake with a Let's Go Warriors chance by their student section as we got a steal. Stolen away by Maisie Totef, and here come the Lady Comets in the far side corner. They're playing their A game in this first quarter so far. Three ball on the left wing. That one's off by Molly Soper. Long rebound for Craigie. Going back up with it, Maggie Soper. That one's too short. Great defense for Grass Lake. Now pushing the pace. Reese Lape right to the basket. Into the defender. Offensive foul. Allie Strady getting her feet set. And you can clearly see there Reese Lape lowering the shoulder. They're going to call that every time. So Reese Lape on the foul, her first, with Maya Vigalon back in for Grass Lake. Ollie straight up the floor for Hanover Horton to the top of the key. On the far side with Maggie Soper. Drives, stops at the free throw line, back for Molly Soper. Near side for Strade. Now in the near side corner, three ball too strong for Totef. And Grass Lake trying to push the pace the other way with Vigalon. Hanover Horton's defense recovers quickly. Pass tipped away, and another steal. Hanover Horton, 3-on-1. Layup in traffic. Hard foul landing Allie Strade to the line for two, and Strade looked like she got a little roughed up on that one. Needed a breather for a moment. So we are going to get some free throws for Allie Strade. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. 4-1. You heard that right. 4-1. Lead for Hanover Horton over Grass Lake. Especially with how these two teams score the ball, you probably would have expected a high-scoring game, which, of course, there's still plenty of time. This game can develop into a high-scoring game at some point, but that just has not been the case 5 minutes in as Strade misses the first free throw. Tonight's coverage brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey Softwater, Lammer Heating and Air Conditioning, and County National Bank. As the second free throw by Strade missed, but we got a lane violation on Reese Lape. So Strade will get another try. A lot of student section noise there for Grass Lake, but she shrugs off the pressure and she makes the second free throw. It's 5-1, Hanover Horton over Grass Lake. Reese Lape at the free throw line, dishes to the near side for Vigalon, cut off on the baseline. Pulls it back outside. Grass Lake having a tough time against this zone defense from Hanover. Swing on the far side for Lape, head fake on the three, drives on the baseline, euro step layup. That one's left short. Had an open lane, couldn't get it. And now Hanover Horton the other direction as Grass Lake going to get back on defense. They're not going to press here. 2:30 left in the first quarter. Three ball on the near side. That one just short for Craigie. Nice wide open look, but the rebound last touched by Molly Soper out of bounds. And Grass Lake goes the other way, still searching for their first official field goal as Adeline Jarko is back in for Grass Lake. Here comes Reese Lape, who has the lone point on the far side for Vigalon. Defense rotates over. Couple open girls. She didn't find Jarko wide open on the left wing. Vigalon top of the key. Two girls in the zone right there. Back on the far side for Jarko. Pass fake down. Instead goes near half court for Lape. 2 minutes left in the first. Still 5-1 for Hanover Horton. Grass Lake here trying to get a quality shot. Lape through the lane. Picks it up. Tough layup in traffic. Short. And we're going to get more Grass Lake free throws right here as Molly Soper commits her second personal foul. Actually going to be her first. So Reese Lape at the line for two. Again, has the only point for Grass Lake so far. And she makes the first one. Free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. One more try here. Hanover Horton supporters now trying to make a lot of noise. And able to bother her there. Missed the second one. So Reese Lape, 2 of 4 at the free throw line for Grass Lake. Trims the deficit to 3. Hanover Horton ball. Molly Soper trapped to the left elbow. Able to get it back to Maggie Soper. Through the lane. Euro step. And going to have a shooting foul here by Leah Starkey. Now more Hanover Horton free throws. That's the first personal. And third, make it fourth team foul on Grass Lake. First free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, made by Maggie Soper. Kiara Cook heads to the bench, replaced by... Going to get a number on the back of the jersey. It's going to be Brooke Starkey. Okay. So both free throws up and in for Maggie Soper. Makes it 7-2. Three ball left wing. Three by Lape offline. And long rebound out to Hanover Horton. Defense gets back quickly. But phenomenal start for Hanover Horton. Could not have asked for much better, especially defensively. Shut down defense on Grass Lake. Craigie has it. Now a handoff for Toteff. Gets it down low for Molly Soper. Right hook up. That one's off. Looking for the contact. And we do have an out-of-bounds call on Maya Vigalon on the baseline. As Hanover Horton will have another try here. Jordan Tiffany into the game for Hanover Horton. And Hadley White back in for Grass Lake. Lobs it in for Molly Soper at the top of the key. Screen coming on the left, doesn't pass. Now on the near side, wide open three. Up and in for Allie Strabe. 10-2, Hanover Horton over Grass Lake. 1 minute left in this first quarter. Reese Lape has it on the right wing, punk fake. Now kicks it back outside for Vigalon. Near side corner for Brooke Starkey. Pass nearly poked away, but through the lane, Grass Lake floats it up. That's also a miss by Vigalon. But an offensive rebound. Grass Lake, another try. Brooke Starkey back outside for Lape. Dribbles off to the right for Vigalon. Hesitates, fires a three. That one's short. Lape, an offensive rebound put back. And another trip to the line coming with a foul called against the Lady Comets. Maggie Soper, her second. Man, if Hanover Horton can get out of this first quarter and Grass Lake's only points come from the free throw line, that is a effort to be lauded, my friends, with how dominant this Grass Lake team has been all season. As the first free throw brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour, made by Reese Lape, who has all three Grass Lake points. Kendall Bevere into the game for Maggie Soper. Second free throw off. 3 of 6 at the line for Lape. Hanover Horton the other direction. Final 23 seconds of this first quarter. Molly Soper into the front court. Screen coming. Spin move at the line. She falls, and she's going to get called on traveling. Her knee touched the floor before she passed out. And now Grass Lake going the other direction. Final 10 seconds of the quarter. Adeline Jarko across the timeline. Now up top for Vigalon. Near side for Leip. Head fake. Drives in the baseline. Layup in traffic. Off the line. Gets her own offensive rebound. Put back. Rolls all around the rim and does not fall. Grass Lake can't buy a bucket in this first quarter. As time expires, Hannibal Horton with lockdown defense of the tough Grass Lake Warriors in this first quarter. And we go into the second quarter. Hannibal Horton up 10-3. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Defensive chess match here for our second district semifinal this evening. Hanover Horton leads Grass Lake 10-3. Start of the second quarter. I'm Connor Dockery with you on 95.9 The Power Cow from Napoleon High School. And Grass Lake misses another shot out of the timeout with a jump ball forced by Molly Soper on the rebound against Maya Vigalon. And Hanover Horton gets the possession. Hannibal Horton, man, they've played, in my opinion, as close to a perfect game as you can ask for, especially defensively against this Grass Lake team. But they need to keep this up because Grass Lake can get hot in a hurry. Ball pinballs around. It's off a leg. And then Maya Vigalon commits the foul against Molly Soper, reaching in. Some contact there as she tried to poke the ball loose. And we will have a Hannibal Horton inbound on the near sideline with Molly Soper. 30 seconds into the second quarter. Tonight's coverage brought to you by the Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, and Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance. Inbound near half court for Craigie. Dribbles to the near side, guarded by Bullock. Ball poked loose, but Molly Soper has it. Hannibal Horton's done a good job of limiting turnovers. It's a big sign for them. Molly Soper on the right wing. Dribbles back near the top of the key. Steps back. Picks up her dribble. Looks to the near side for Strade. Now she dribbles through the lane. Floater through the lane. That one's left short. Rebound down to Jarko. And Grass Lake pushing the pace the other way. Bullock down low for Leip. And finally gets the first field goal of the game for the Lady Warriors. Reese Leip has all five Grass Lake points. And Hannibal Horton's lead cut to five. And we have a miscommunication. Molly Soper looking for Totef in the corner. Totef cut in. Soper thought she was going to stay. So that's going to be now a Grass Lake possession as Jordan Tiffany heads to the bench, replaced by Maggie Soper, playing with two fouls for Hannibal Horton. Approaching the 92nd mark of the second quarter. Grass Lake, a travel. On the near side, a shuffle of the feet by Kiera Cook as she caught that pass. And that's going to be another turnover right back as Hannibal Horton goes the other direction. Dribbles on the near side, stops, now pulls it back to the top of the key. Now on the near side for Molly Soper, closely guarded by Cook. Has it poked away a few times, now kicks back outside for Craigie. Looks for the pass inside. Now picks up her dribble. Molly Soper able to get on the near side, but then ball poked out of bounds by Elise Bullock. Grass Lake trying to amp up the defensive pressure against Hanover Horton. Getting in the passing lanes and trying to strip the ball loose as we got a 30-second timeout on the floor by Hanover Horton head coach Joe Lusk. Back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Defensive match here from Napoleon High School. Hanover Horton leads 10-5 over Grass Lake. Hanover Horton ball out of the timeout. Currently on the near side with Allie Strayed. Has it stolen away at the free throw line. Reese Lape all alone on the fast break, and she lays it up and in on the other end. She's really putting Grass Lake on her shoulders here. She has all 7 points as Grass Lake now trails 10-7. Hanover Horton ball top of the key. Still searching for their first points of this second quarter. Gets it over to Molly Soper. Grass Lake is currently on a little bit of a 5-0 mini run. And we got an intercepted pass again. Reese Lape coast to coast, outrunning everybody, and gets another easy layup. Reese Lape now spearheading a 7-0 scoring run. Pulls Grass Lake within one. The new Hanover Horton had to really keep up that pressure on both sides. Molly Soper through the lane, layup no, draws the foul. And she'll go to the line for two. I mentioned that was a key. Grass Lake, they're trying to amp up the intensity defensively, force some turnovers. Hanover Horton took great care of the ball in that first quarter, but that's what's really pulled Grass Lake back into this. When Hanover Horton is playing defense in the set half court, they're doing very well locking down Grass Lake, but Grass Lake, that's what they need to do. They need to force those turnovers, get a lot of fast break scores. As the first Aspen 1 hour free throw offline from Soper. She's got one more try. Misses both, but an offensive rebound tracked down by Jordan Tiffany. Loses it, poked away from behind. Another steal for Lape. Grass Lake, 3-on-2 the other way. Charges right into the defender, but gets the layup anyways. Adeline Jarko. Grass Lake, a 9-0 scoring run, and they now have their first lead, 11-10, over Hanover Horton. Now at the free throw line, another steal, bad pass, trying to get it to Maggie Soper. 2-on-1 the other way, layup in for Grass Lake. You knew this was bound to happen. Grass Lake can put points on the board in a hurry, and their more aggressive defense forcing turnovers is really spearheading this effort. 13-10 now, Hanover Horton trails with the ball. 4:25 to go until halftime, and now a steal, but then a turnover immediately by Leah Starkey. She lost the ball out of bounds. So Hanover Horton will inbound on the near sideline with Molly Soper. Ooh, a bad pass again. It's going to be tipped away and stolen by Bullock. 2-on-1 the other way. Another layup. That one's left short. Put back up and in to clean up the mess is Elise Bullock. And now we've got a full timeout for Hanover Horton. Grass Lake, they're back into this thing and in front. 5-point lead. They've gone on a 13-0 scoring run. Back in 60 seconds, leading by 5. 4:13 to go in the first half on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, grab a specialty pizza with breadsticks for just $24.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Nice screen and roll for Hanover Horton out of the timeout. Craigie getting the bucket and finally putting a stop to that 13-0 Grass Lake run. Hanover Horton now trails 15-12 to Grass Lake. 3:38 to go in the second quarter as we got a quick foul on the drive. Howie Schrade committing that foul as we got an inbound on the left side of the basket with Elise Bullock immediately into Lape, who muscles it up and in. 17-12, Grass Lake in front on an extended 15-2 scoring run. Now through the lane, and we've got a whistle on the drive against the Lady Warriors. It's going to be an on-shooting foul. Inbound on the right side of the basket. Now the officials are going to meet here for something. It's going to be against Adeline Jarko, her second. Subbing in is Brooke Starkey for Leah Starkey for Grass Lake. Howie Strayed with the inbound. Into the far side corner for Craigie. Now a tough shot blocked away by Cook. Grass Lake pushing the pace. Now layup up and in on another fast break score. Adeline Jarko with four. And it's now a 7-point Grass Lake lead on an extended 17-2 scoring run after they had an ice-cold start to the game. Now on the baseline, traveling on Allie Strayed. Move that pivot foot. So Grass Lake, hey, that's what the best teams do when they go in an early hole. They do not quit. They trailed 10-2 early. Only points were free throws. As a matter of fact, they didn't get their first official field goal until the beginning of this quarter. And then since then, they've been rolling. Mostly on turnovers and fast break scores as we got a bad pass here. Speaking of turnover, Grass Lake turns it over this time as Hanover Horton trying to settle back down and trying to regain their composure. Maggie Soper through the lane, muscles it up and in for two. Brings Hanover Horton within five. 2:20 to go in the first half. Reese Lape around the defender. We're going to have a foul on Maui Soper, her second. Got a couple substitutions. Kendall Bevere into the game, as well as Leah Starkey. So substitution for both teams. Inbound on the left side of the basket with Bullock. Fire the three, now on the far side for Cook. Stopped at the free throw line, now into the corner. Wide open for Jarko. Didn't get it to her soon enough to fire a three of her own. Now for Bullock, back at the top of key. Swing more and more for Lape. Fires a three, that one's off the mark. Rebound down to Hanover Horton, going the other way. Maggie Soper through the lane, backing down her defender, and takes an out-of-control shot, but the foul is going to be called. And Hanover Horton going to the line. Maybe this is how they try to get back into this. Slow it down, draw the fouls, and get to the free throw line. But, of course, they got to shoot free throws with that very loud, very rowdy Grass Lake student section, all clad in pink. As the first free throw up and in for Soper. Brooke Starkey back in for Adeline Jarko. And Hadley White in for Elise Bullock for Grass Lake. These free throws brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. One more Maggie Soper free throw coming up, and she makes both. Again, packed house for this one tonight. Ton of fans of both teams, Grass Lake and Hanover Horton, and a lot of Lumen Christi supporters, including their whole team, sticking around to scout their next opponent. Grass Lake beating Springport 61-21 in our first game today. Grass Lake on the far side with Lape through the lane, kicks it back outside. Cook fires the three, left short. Rebound going to be last touch out of bounds by Hanover Horton. I don't really agree with that call. It looks like to me Cook poked it out, but it'll stay with Grass Lake as got a score update. Western Panthers lead 35-13 over Harper Creek. over there at Harper Creek High School at halftime. That broadcast on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Grass Lake by three with the ball. 90 seconds left in the first half. Kicks it out to the far side corner, and then a pass intercepted by Maisie Totef. Coast to coast, stopped on a low block, shot off the glass. No! She knew the defender was right behind her, hesitated, and she couldn't finish. Starkey on the far side for Lape. Now at the free throw line, drives through, sneaks through everybody, but can't finish at the rim. And now the ball's going to be saved on the rebound. Hanover Horton the other way quickly. And the pass up ahead, great awareness, stolen by Starkey. Knew the pass up ahead was going to happen, and she got in the way of that and stopped that fast break. And now another steal for Totef. Hanover Horton going the other way. 50 seconds left in the first half within one possession. We got a lot to break down at halftime as Molly Soper loses the dribble. Going to go back in with it through the lane near side for Strade. Back outside, three-pointer, Craigie up and in to tie it up. Huge shot for the Lady Comets as Hanover Horton on the wrong side of a big run as Grass Lake built a little bit of a lead, led by as many as seven, but Hanover Horton able to regain their composure, and they have since scored the last 7 points themselves. 13 seconds left in the first half. Grass Lake working for the last shot. Lape, top of the key, takes the bump. Now on the near side for Starkey. Kicks it back over for Cook. Three-pointer, 3 seconds left. It's an air ball. And that will conclude the first half of play in an entertaining first half between these two teams in a heavyweight district here at Napoleon High School. Halftime score, we're tied at 19 between Grass Lake and Hanover Horton. We're taking a 3-minute timeout, and we're going to recap this first half next on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
This has been a fun one, folks. First half is in the books for our district semifinal matchup between Grass Lake and Hanover Horton. We're tied at 19 apiece. So what happened here was Grass Lake, I mean, Hanover Horton was playing some tough shutdown defense in that first half. Grass Lake, their only 3 points in the first quarter were free throws. Hanover Horton led at the break 10-3, and they didn't get their first actual field goal until Reese Lape, her layup, made it 10-5, and then that helped kickstart what would be not only a 13-0 run, but an extended 17-2 scoring run as Grass Lake would get red hot. They got way more aggressive in the passing lanes. They forced a lot of Hanover Horton turnovers, and they eventually built their own 19-12 lead. But then Hanover Horton, they're able to steady the ship. They slowed it down. They stopped committing turnovers, got back to playing great defense, and Hanover Horton was able to end the first half on a 7-0 scoring run. Looking at the scorers here, Reese Lape has 13 of the team's 19 points. The other 6 points, 4 from Adeline Jarko and 2 from Elise Bolla. Meanwhile, for Hanover Horton, leading scorer is Haley Craigie with 7 points. Maggie Soper has 7, Allie Strade has 4, and Molly Soper has 2. So in the second half, I mean, Grass Lake, they need to get their offense going in the half court. Pretty much all of their points, all their success is coming either at the free throw line or on the fast break, forcing turnovers, which obviously isn't necessarily a bad thing, but on these stretches where Hanover Horton is taking care of the ball, I mean, Grass Lake, they just can't seem to do anything in terms of scoring the ball. So Grass Lake needs to fix their offense in the half court. Meanwhile, for Hanover Horton, I mean, hey, it seems like if they're going to win this game, it's going to have to be a low-scoring defensive bruiser. So for Hanover Horton, for them, it's got to start on the defensive side of the ball, keep playing lockdown, shutdown defense, and offensively, obviously, Grass Lake is really keying in on Molly Soper. So, I mean, you would say hypothetically, hey, give it to her, let her get her buckets. But I know Hanover Horton's been doing a pretty good job of kind of spreading it around, and they're doing a great job as well of getting to the free throw line, drawing fouls, and really slowing the game down there. So Hanover Horton, if they win this thing, it's going to be a low-scoring bruiser, which it has been. But Grass Lake, they need to go on another big run if they want to try to build a big lead. Because I think if they can build at least a double-digit lead, I have a feeling that Hanover Horton might have a trouble trying to come back from that. But because Hanover Horton, as great as they are, I just don't know if they can keep up with Grass Lake in a shootout. So should be a fun second half. Halftime score is 19-all. We're back in 3 minutes for the second half of play between Grass Lake and Hanover Horton next on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, 2 John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Brewed.
Zero carbs.
For what's?
Only 80 calories.
Next.
Zero sugar.
Brewed for what's next? Bud Light Next. The first zero-carb beer is here. Super crisp, light, and refreshing. Bud Light Next is brewed with the highest quality ingredients. Zero carbs, zero sugar, and only 80 calories. Brewed for what's next? The first zero-carb beer is here. Bud Light Next.
2022 Anheuser-Busch. Bud Light Next Beer. St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball on 95.9, the Power Cow.
Quick bucket by Reese Lape to open the third quarter scoring here from Napoleon High School as Grass Lake now leads 21-19 over the Hanover Horton Comets. Connor Dockery with you on 95.9, the Power Cow, as Grass Lake with the possession now going from left to right on your radio dial. Lape through the lane. She takes the bump as she tried to pass that out. It's going to be called on Haley Craigie, her second, team's first, with Grass Lake inbounding on the right side of the basket with Maya Vigalon. Into Lape through the lane, layup in traffic, muscles it up and in. Grass Lake back up by four with Hanover Horton the other direction. Maggie Soper at the top of the key. Crossover spin move at the free throw line. Now through the lane, stripped away by Starkey. And a steal followed by a retaliatory foul by Maggie Soper. That's going to be her third. We've got a quick substitution. Elise Bullock back in for Grass Lake, sending Hadley White to the bench. 1 minute into the third, Grass Lake leads by four. They've led by as many as seven, while Hanover Horton has led by as many as eight. Grass Lake down low for Lape. Out of control layup. It's off the bottom of the backboard. Offensive rebound put back. No by Vigalon. And Hanover Horton getting the stop there. Molly Soper into the front court for the Lady Comets. Dribbles to the corner. Back outside. Three ball. That one rolls off for Totef. And Grass Lake trying to push the pace. They know the fast break is where they get the majority of their points tonight. And the Eurostep layup offline for Starkey. Hanover Horton gets another stop on the near side for Totef. Back into the corner. Maggie Soper, three. Yes! That opens the second half scoring for Hanover Horton, trailing by one. 2 minutes into the third. For Grass Lake at the free throw line now for Vigalon. Back for Lape. Drives through. Eurostep floater. She is fouled, and she will go to the line for two Aspen one-hour free throws. Fouls on Haley Craigie, her third now. Team's third, so that could be a factor here, not only for her individual foul situation, as well as Maggie Sober both playing with three fouls, but just in general, three quick team fouls barely 2 minutes into this third quarter for Hanover Horton. First free throw in for Lape. She's now got 18. And misses the second one too strong. Rebound loose. It comes down to Soper. 2-point lead for Grass Lake, as Hanover Horton trying to potentially tie or take the lead here. Down low, and a stolen pass. Great read in the passing lane for Vigawan. Outlet to Lape, and she scores in transition. Again, a lot of fast break points for Grass Lake. That's been where they get their looks, as Hanover Horton has just been shutting them down in the half court. Kick in the corner, three ball up, three ball in for Allie Strade. Pulls Hanover Horton within one. 3 minutes into the third quarter, reverse layup. That one is put up and in for Adeline Jarko. Hanover Horton the other way. 28-25 trailing Grass Lake. Now this one's turning into a barn burner. After this was a very low-scoring defensive first half. Molly Soper outside. Screen coming at the free throw line. Steps back. Can't shoot the three. Now passes the free throw line through the lane. Layup too strong for Tiffany. Now here comes Reese Lape the other way, leading all scorers with 20. Kicks to the corner. Long two on the baseline is off for Bullock. And the rebound fought for and going to be last touched out of bounds by Tiffany. Great maneuver there for Bullock. She swiped it off of Tiffany as the ball just rolled on the line and rolled out of bounds on Hanover Horton. Kendall Bevere in for the Lady Comets, replacing Maggie Soper. Grass Lake ball up three. Now on the left wing for Vigalon. Back at the free throw line. Pass intercepted by Molly Soper. Grass Lake retreats back on defense. They did employ a bit of a press in the first half, but they stopped that as Molly Soper off the screen. Mid-range jumper is up and in. That's her first bucket in the second half. And now Grass Lake's lead cut to one as Lape loses the ball. She was bumped. And, they're going to say last touch by Hanover Horton. I missed where Hanover Horton touched that. So Grass Lake inbounds on the left side of the basket with Maya Vigalon. Lobs it in up top through the fingertips of Lape, but Hanover Horton's not going to try to contest that as Lape recollects it at the top of the key. Looking for a screen, pass fake right, goes to the far side. Now in the baseline for Cook. Through the lane, looks for the contact, but muscles it up and in anyways for her first score. 30-27, Grass Lake over Hanover Horton. Now a wide open in the corner shot. Up and in for Maisie Totef. Grass Lake fell asleep. I don't know how the heck she ended up that wide open. That's her first bucket, and we're all knotted up at 30. Back and forth in this third quarter. 3:20 left. Vigalon into the near side corner for Lape. Double teamed. Shuffles it out. Vigalon drives through. Back to the opposite corner. Three ball. Jarko strong. Rebound loose. And we're going to get a foul against Grass Lake on the rebound against Jarko, her third. Two players in for both teams. We got Craigie and Maggie Soper in for Hanover Horton. Meanwhile, we've got Adeline Stormont in for the first time, as well as Hadley White in for Grass Lake. Into the front court, Grass Lake back in their half-court press. Maggie Soper in the corner, back outside. Molly Soper fires the three, blocked by Vigalon. Grass Lake the other way, trying to regain the lead, tied at 30. Vigalon on the left wing, looking for the screen, stopped at the free throw line. Back in the near side for Stormont. Back to the corner. White has it, drives through, kicks to the left wing. Cook fires the three, left short, and Hanover Horton will let that ball go out of bounds as Hanover Horton secures another defensive stop. More half-court pressure coming from Grass Lake, trying to re-employ that tactic. Allie Strade in the backcourt, lobs it into the front court. to beat the press. Craigie has it and stripped away and stolen for Cook. And going to be laid in and out. Great recovery defense by Strade. But an offensive rebound for Vigelon keeps the possession alive for the Lady Warriors. Kicks down low. Cook score. No. Oh, not able to get that open look in the lane. Cook, two great chances on that possession. Not able to score as Molly Soper has it on the near side. Head fake. Goes back outside for Maggie Soper. Great closeout there by Stormont to prevent that open three. Hanover Horton trying to regain the lead. They have not led since 10-9 when Grass Lake was going on their big 15-2 run. Through the lane in the corner, three ball, quick fire. That's left short for Maggie Soper. And Grass Lake going the other way, 1:45 left in the third. Back outside for Leah Starkey on the far side for Vigelon. Now pass poked out of bounds by Maisie Totef. As we got a couple substitutions again. Rachel Palmer in for the first time for Grass Lake, and Reese Lape back in as well. Meanwhile, Kendall Bevere back in for Hanover Horton. Inbound to Lape, splits the defense, drives through, kicks to the corner. Vigelon fires the three, makes the three. Pure shot, but that's her first bucket tonight. Grass Lake back in front by three. Totef tries to answer in the corner. That one's in and out. 1:15 left in the third. Grass Lake trying to build a lead here. Vigelon through the lane, stopped. Pass tipped away and stolen. Totef getting her fingers on that one. And Hanover Horton the other direction. Man, this is an instant classic tonight between these two teams. Into the corner. Back outside for Tiffany. Now for Strade, has it. Spin move through the lane. Out of control. We got a foul called on Grass Lake. It's a non-shooting foul. As Kira Cook called on the reach. Have a substitution here for Hanover Horton. We're going to have Maggie Soper and Haley Craigie back in. Hanover Horton inbounding on the left side of the basket with Strady. Lobs it in right side for Maggie Soper. Back for Molly Soper at the top of the key. Screen on the right for Craigie. Screen and roll with her. Craigie down low. Not able to score. Gets her own rebound. And then a jump ball forced by Kira Cook. Possession stays with Hanover Horton. Inbound coming on the left side of the basket. But first, Hadley White comes back in for Grass Lake, sending Rachel Palmer to the bench. 44 seconds left in the third. Hanover Horton trails by three. Into the left wing for Strade. Back outside, Maggie Soper. Three, that's too strong. Rebound for Lape. And she'll bring the ball before the other way for Grass Lake. Goes right to the rim, fakes the pass, and scores in traffic. Reese Lape with 22 points to lead all scorers. Hanover Horton in the corner, and Craigie three. That one's too strong. Long rebound out. And another try for Hanover Horton. Molly Soper, three, in and out. Doesn't quite have the three-point shot that she had on Monday. Lape the other way beneath the basket. She scores again. Man, she is basically automatic when she gets it that deep. Grass Lake just like that. Back up by seven. Half-court heave is off at the buzzer. And we go into the fourth and final quarter. Grass Lake leads Hanover Horton by seven. This is Girls District Semifinal Basketball. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by The Brokerage House, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Seal Coating, Dan the Man Insurance, etc., and Wilby Transit Mix. 37-30, Grass Lake leads over Hanover Horton. Start of the fourth quarter in our girls' district semifinals. Winner moves on to take on Lumen Christi on Friday in the district championship right here at Napoleon High School. Connor Dockery with you on the Power Cow. Grass Lake first possession in the lane. Lape able to muscle it up and in. Man, she is on fire. 26 points. And Grass Lake now with their large lead, 39 points. We were back and forth for a while in that third quarter. We were tied at 30, but Grass Lake now on a 9-0 run. Molly Soper outside, wide open three. That one's off. Long rebound poked out to her. Goes through the lane, layup off the glass, in, but the foul's going to be called before the shot. It's going to be called on Adeline Stormont, her first, and Hanover Horton inbounds on the right side of the basket. Hanover Horton, they're going cold from three. They've gotten several good looks in this run for Grass Lake, but they're not falling as we got a bad pass. Lape with the steal outside for Vigalon, who scores on the fast break. Now a 11-0 scoring run for the Lady Warriors. Continuing to grow their lead out to double digits. Molly Soper through the lane. Bounce pass down low for Maggie Soper. Shot left short. Rebound fought for, and a foul's going to be called on Grass Lake. It's going to be on Adeline Jarko, her fourth. But she's going to stay in for now. Inbounding on the right side of the basket, Molly Soper gets it just through the fingertips right to Maggie Soper. Molly Soper again off the screen. Pass fake in, gets it down to a wide open straight who scores. That finally ends a 11-0 scoring run for Grass Lake. And we're going to get a timeout by head coach April Saltz to try to stop any sort of momentum that Hanover Horton might have gained out of that timeout. Grass Lake leads 41-32. 6.5 to go in this one. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We've got a Grass Lake travel out of the timeout. But Grass Lake leads Hanover Horton 41-32. 6 minutes left in this fourth quarter as Hanover Horton turns it over right back. Pass lost out of bounds on the baseline. Again, this has been a great game so far, but Grass Lake pulling the door open with an 11-0 run between the third and fourth quarters. Now Hanover Horton trying to come back. Now outside in the corner for Cook. Vigalon has it on the left wing. Back for Reslape on the far side. She's been on fire as she lays it up. No, gets bumped. And Reslape goes to the line for two. Man, she is just unstoppable for Grass Lake. Foul's going to be the fourth foul on Haley Craigie. Reslape at the line for two, asked for 1 hour free throws, and she misses the first one. Reslape so far, 26 points. She's been phenomenal. As a matter of fact, for a while there in the first half, she was the team's only source of offense. Team's number one option for sure. She does make the second free throw. Goes one of two that time. Now a double-digit lead, 42-32. Grass Lake leads over Hanover Horton. Less than 6 minutes to play. Layup through the lane. That one's off by Tiffany. Grass Lake the other way. Near interception on the pass. Now stolen straight with a nice tip. And now gets it back to Tiffany through the lane. Layup, left hand through the contact and the foul. Man, oh man. Hanover Horton desperately needed that. Foul's going to be on Adeline Stormont, her second. So Hanover Horton at the line for an and one Aspen 1 hour free throw. Hadley White and Elise Bullock back in for Grass Lake at this free throw. Jordan Tiffany, now it was her first bucket. Hanover really needed that one. Trying to chip away at this deficit. And one free throw, that's too strong, and the rebound down to Bullock. Here comes Grass Lake the other way. They're trying to shake Hanover Horton. Trying to shake him loose. Winner of this game takes on Lumen Christie in the district championship on Friday right here in Napoleon. But Hanover Horton not going down without a fight. Reese Lape holding onto it near half court. Couple crossovers. Now on the far side, back into the corner for Cook. Drives through, trying to bounce it down low for White, but it's going to be poked out of bounds by Molly Soper. And Grass Lake inbounds on the left side of the basket with Elise Bullock. 5 minutes left in this one. Grass Lake by eight. Inside to Lape, immediately into the corner for Cook, who dribbles it back near half court, closely guarded the whole way by Strade. And then Hanover Horton sets back up in their zone. Trying to get a little bit more aggressive. Lape through the lane, and she scores again. Man, she is just... She can't be stopped. She can't be contained either. Another 10-point lead, 44-34, as Molly Soper, the other end, misses another three. She made eight on Monday, has made zero today. And we're going to have a timeout called by Hanover Horton after the offensive rebound. 4:30 left. 10-point lead for Grass Lake. We're back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Power Cal.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office. Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Back to high school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
We've got a score update from Harper Creek High School. 57-22 Western. I'm not sure if that's a final score or a third quarter score, but Western appears to be well on their way to taking on Michigan Center for the district championship on Friday. Back here at Napoleon, 44-34, Grass Lake leads over Hanover Horton. As Hanover Horton out of the timeout, a lost ball. It's going to be stripped out of bounds by Bullock. And Hanover Horton will inbound on the left side of the basket. Lobs it in up top for Maggie Soper. Dribbles through the lane, and a foul going to be committed on the drive by Kira Cook, trying to tie her up and force a jump ball. Didn't get the whistle. Now an inbound on the right side of the basket with Strade. And it's going to be kicked. So we'll try this inbound again. Now a lobbing up top for Maggie Soper. Quick fire three. Left short again. The three-point shot has completely abandoned the Lady Comets in this second half. Grass Lake up by 10. 4 minutes left. Reese Lape being chased all over the place, loses the dribble, and it goes to her teammate in the corner as we're going to have a timeout. No, not sure what the whistle was. They are going to have a timeout, so Grass Lake calls a 30-second timeout. We'll step aside as well. 3:50 left. Grass Lake by 10 on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by Kelly Express Mart, Form Energy Drink, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson College, as well as Jim Winter Auto Group, King's Equipment, and Big B Coffee. 10-point Grass Lake lead out of the timeout, less than 4 minutes to play. Hannibal Horton trying to force turnovers and trying to get stops in general as they try to make a late push to the ball. Last touch out of bounds by Grass Lake. It was loose at the midcourt, rolling out of bounds, a couple players going after it, and Hannibal Horton takes over possession. Must score here. They've missed a lot of wide-open threes in this second half. As, never mind, I guess the official will overturn the call. It'll be Grass Lake ball instead on the near sideline. Inbound for Palmer, gets it right back to Bullock. Bounce pass on the far side for Lape. Head fake on the three, but she just gets chased all over the place. She's still dominating. Now a double team near half court and stripped away, stolen by Maggie Soper, and then cut off at the legs and tripped by Bullock. That foul is going to be called, her second. And that is the fifth team foul for Grass Lake. So Hannibal Horton in the bonus the rest of the way. This could really help them to try to make a late comeback. Time is ticking, though. 3:26 to go after these Aspen one-hour free throws. As Maggie Soper makes the first free throw, she's got 10. Leading scorer for Hannibal Horton tonight. Second free throw in as well. She's got 11. Hannibal Horton pulls within 8. Grass Lake the other way. Up the floor for Lape. Ooh, poked away. They're going to call the foul. It's going to be against Molly Soper, her third. Grass Lake inbounds on the far sideline with Elise Bullock. In for Lape. Back for Bullock. And a travel call. Wow, looks like Hannibal Horton was already trying to go for the intentional fouls as well, but they will take the turnover instead. So Hannibal Horton in the backcourt. We do have a final score, 66-24. Western defeats Harper Creek. They'll take on Michigan Center on Friday from Harper Creek in that district championship for Division II as we got a muscle up and in score for Molly Soper. That pulls Hannibal Horton within 6. Now pushing the pace, Bullock beneath the basket. Jarko left the shot short. Rebound fought for. Lape can't put it back up and in. And the ball, last touch out of bounds by Hannibal Horton. And Grass Lake will inbound on the left side of the basket. 3 minutes left. Hannibal Horton with those last two scores, huge, to really pull back in here. Inbound to Lape near half court. Double team coming on the far side for Vigelon, back to the near side for Bullock. Hannibal Horton looks like they're trying to get the foul here. Now on the near side for Jarko. Grass Lake just trying to play keep away here. Now beneath the basket and a score up and in for Leah Starkey, her first bucket. That pulls Grass Lake's lead back to 8. 2.5 left. A must score possession here for Hannibal Horton as the three ball off by Molly Soper. Ball is loose at the perimeter and a jump ball forced by Jarko and Soper. And it'll stay with Hannibal Horton. Great hustle there, diving on the floor for it for Molly Soper. She's leaving it all out there. Into the corner for Soper. Head fake on the three doesn't pull. Back outside for Craigie. 3 in and out. Rebound loose. And we're going to have a foul on the rebound by Jarko. And that's going to be it. She fouls out. Adeline Jarko will head to the bench for the rest of this one. As Hanover Horton, again, they're in the bonus. So Maggie Soper at the line for two Aspen one-hour free throws. These are both must-makes for the Lady Comets. The officials are waiting for a substitution for Jarko since she fouled out, so they're going to get Cook in. So Maggie Soper, first of two free throws. Got it. Lead cut to seven. One more free throw from Soper. She made both. Leading score for Hanover Horton, 13 points. 46-40. Half-court press for the Lady Comets. Trying to get the foul. 2 minutes left through the lane. Cook back in the baseline for Starkey and for Vigelon up top. Now for Lape. Ooh, Hanover Horton wants the walk. Lape, a little bit of a hesitation. And now the ball loose and a foul called. It's going to be against Maggie Soper, her fourth. She's got to be careful the rest of the way. Grass Lake inbounds on the left side of the basket with Bullock. Trying to lob it in near half court, gets it in for Vigelon. Top of the key. Hanover Horton trying to strip the ball away, and they get the steal. Poked away by Maggie Soper. Vigelon in the backcourt. She's harassed. Ooh, and she threw it away. Craigie threw it away. And Bullock gets the layup on the steal. Boy, that's costly right there. That's a four-point swing. And now a three ball on the other end for Maggie Soper. And we're going to get a quick timeout immediately. Hannibal Horton pulls to within five. And we got 90 seconds left. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. Back in a moment on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with 5-Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup, featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
Out of the timeout, 90 seconds left. Grass Lake leads Hanover Horton by five. Hanover Horton trying to foul, not able to, and Reese Lape is just going to take advantage. She's going to score anyway. She's got 31 points. And Hanover Horton leads. They trail by seven as we got a block on the three-pointer on the other end by Reese Lape. Meekin plays on both ends as Hanover Horton desperately trying to foul again. Out to Vigelon in the corner, chased down, double teamed, and we're going to have a timeout right back by Grass Lake. We're going to leave it right here for the meantime. 55 seconds left, man. Hannibal Horton has played very well, but I mean, they just show that to beat this Grass Lake team, you need to be basically perfect. And, well, they played a perfect first quarter. They led 10-3, and Grass Lake's only points came on free throws. But then once Grass Lake got cooking, they've been tough to slow down since then. We were back and forth for a little bit in that third quarter. We were tied at 30, but Hanover Horton never able to regain the lead. We have a score update as well 56-14, Concord winning. They move on to the district championship on Friday at home. 50-43. Actually, I forget where Concord is playing. I know the boys were at home for their regionals. Regardless, Concord moves on, Michigan Center moves on, and Lumen Christi moves on. Grass Lake trying to move on here. As we got a foul on the inbound, Hanover Horton needs to do it again. They instead trap Lape, and they force another timeout. 48 seconds left now. Still a 7-point lead for Grass Lake. We'll take another timeout as well. Back in 60 seconds on 95.9 The Power Count.
Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. At the Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
High school basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow.
50-43. Grass Lake leads over Hannibal Horton, trying to put the Lady Comets away and move on to the district championship against Lumen Christi on Friday. Quick foul out of the timeout sends Reese Lape to the line, where she makes the first free throw. 32 points for Reese Lape. She has been unconscious scoring the ball. And she makes both Aspen one-hour free throws. Puts Grass Lake back up by 9, and then we've got a pass poked out of bounds by Grass Lake. We actually got a foul here. It's going to be against Kira Cook, her second. Some contact there. So at the line, it's Molly Soper. 41 seconds left. Left the first free throw short. Kendall Bevere checks in, replacing Haley Craigie. One more Molly Soper free throw. She makes the second one. 44 points now on the board for Hannah Horton, trailing by 8. We got a foul immediately on the inbound for Bullock as she goes to the line for 2. Bullock so far with 4 points. Trying to keep Hannah Horton at arm's length. First free throw, yes. She's got 5 with Craigie checking in. Craigie with 4 fouls. That's why she was subbed out for defensive purposes. And we've got a quick timeout for Hanover Horton. We're going to leave it right here. But, hey, Grass Lake, they are just so, so tough, and you have to have so much discipline to beat this team. You have to play perfect, which Hannibal Horton did for a quarter, but once Grass Lake went on that 11-0 run to end the third and start the fourth quarters, game was tied at that point. And then just like that, Grass Lake had a double-digit lead, and they've just been able to really maintain it from there. And that was it. And in that stretch, it's not like Hannover Horton was playing bad. They just could not make shots. They missed a lot of wide-open threes in that. As a matter of fact, the three-point shot has just been a struggle tonight for Hannover Horton, and they've been getting some good looks. they were making so many threes. They shot well over 50% from downtown in Monday's game against East Jackson. So it looks like Lumen Christie is actually going to be departing the gym here. They stayed and watched this game, wanted to scout their next opponent. Looks like they've seen enough. Second free throw off by Bullock. Gets her own rebound, though. That is not what Hanover Horton needed there. They've got to kind of get these rebounds, especially when they miss the free throws. So sending her right back to the line. Made one of two there, and she gets two more chances, which she makes the first one. Both teams in the bonus, of course. 40 seconds left. Grasslake now by 11. As Bullock makes both. Hanover Horton quickly in the front court. Soper has it. Back outside on the far side. Craigie. Now a three-point straight. Blocked by Bullock. And now Hanover Horton going for more fouls. Not going to get called. Leap through the lane. Layup. Yes. Why shoot the free throws when you can expedite the process? 57 to 44 now. Back in the far side. Three ball up and in for Craigie. And now we're going to have another whistle here to send Grasslake back to the line. As Hanover Horton cut it back to 10, but there's not going to be enough time. 4 seconds left on Hanover Horton's season as Grasslake on the cusp of moving on to schedule a rematch of last year's district championship with Lumen Christie. A very emotional, very, very passionate game between those two last year with Lumen Christie coming away victorious. As Hanover Horton giving a hand of support to some of their seniors, some of their players in this one, specifically the Sopers, who have played spectacular in this one, as well as Allie Strayed. Those three girls playing their final basketball game with Hanover Horton in this one. A great effort against Grasslake, but Grasslake just too talented, specifically Reese Lape. Speaking of Reese Lape, on the missed free throw, she got the rebound, and that'll do it. 58 to 47 is the final, as Grasslake will move on and officially will be taking on the Lumen Christie Titans in the district championship coming up on Friday. And that's definitely going to be a fun matchup. Two of the best teams, not only in Division III, but two of the best teams in the state. As Grasslake just playing a phenomenal game in this one. I mean, hey, again, they got off to a very slow start. You got to give Hanover Horton a ton of credit with the way they came out, especially on the defensive end. Getting a lot of stops. Hanover Horton led 10-3 after the first quarter, and those 3 points for Grasslake, only free throws. But you knew at some point Grasslake was going to go off. They're far too talented to just be held in check all game. And Reese Lape, boy, among anybody else, she exploded for 35 points to lead all scorers. She almost single-handedly outscored the Comets in this one. But, yeah, that run, that was pretty much what did it. 11-0 run between the third and fourth quarters turned a tied game into a 11-point lead for Grasslake, and able to really maintain that through the rest of the way. Closest Hanover Horton got was 6 points. And they had chances, but just a couple turnovers and not able to get the scores when they needed to. And Grasslake, of course, getting the scores when they needed to keep pushing that lead back up. So again, Reese Lape with 35. Other scores for Grasslake: we got 7 for Elise Bullock, 6 for Adeline Jarko, 5 for Maya Vigalon, and 2 each for Leah Starkey and Kira Cook. Meanwhile, for Hanover Horton, Leading scorer was Maggie Soper with 16 points. Haley Craigie had 10. Allie Strait had 9. Molly Soper with 7. 3 for Maisie Totef and 2 for Jordan Tiffy. As mentioned, this is going to be, this is the final time we will see Allie Strade and then Maggie and Molly Soper on a basketball court for Hanover Horton. They are seniors, so they'll be graduating after this season, but Hanover Horton, several juniors, and got a couple freshmen on the team as well, including that played tonight, Kendall Bevere and Jordan Tiffany, as well as Bella Crabtree, who played on Monday for Hanover Horton. So got a couple players that'll be players to watch for next season for Hanover Horton. But in the meantime, Hanover Horton's season comes to an end at 18-6. And they fought hard, but came up short against a very tough, very, very talented Grass Lake team. Again, final score 58-47. And that will conclude tonight's coverage of the girls' district semifinals. Again, Lumen Christie won the first game over Springport 61-21. And that is going to be a fun, fun district championship on Friday. In this building at 7 o'clock, we'll have live coverage on these airwaves between Grass Lake and Lumen Christie. Again, other score updates, we've got Michigan Center moving on with a big win over Harper Creek, 66-24, and Concord also moving on, 56-14 in their district semifinal game. So that'll do it for this one. For Luke Moorhead, holding down the fort back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning in to this presentation of High School Girls Basketball on 95.9 The Power Cow. Good night, everybody.